Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my hot rockin' cucumber pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, in last week's Edible Adventure, we saw Andrew the Giant delve deeper into edible history, and we witnessed the mighty power of the cucumber as Emperor Tiberius, the second emperor of Rome, literally disrupted the edible space-time continuum by erecting the world's first greenhouse, and in the year 37 BC, and all to grow one fruit, a berry, and a magical one at that, and it's a cucumber. And there was another historical descent as we glimpsed into the true power of the cucumber in the form of the pickle. And we saw Julius Caesar fortify his troops with energy-boosting pickles, as success in battle meant plenty of troops and plenty of pickles. And Julius Caesar always brought plenty of pickles. And we witnessed a successful sea voyage as we saw Christopher Columbus and his ship stocker Amerigo Vespucci changed the world with pickles. And there was another quick journey through time in a telephone booth to Mount Vernon as Andrew the Giant partied on and remained excellent unto himself and met with George Washington, our first president. And Andrew and George smoked a fat bowl, which Martha had packed waiting for them. And together, they discussed aliens, epic weed, and George's edible belief that pickles were the key to edible immortality. Was George Washington right? Is the pickle the key to edible immortality? But wait, what's this? A riddle? Is it an edible discovery? Is it finally the missing edible clue? Can the pickle be the key to edible immortality? Hang on to your edible honesty hats, because this one, the best is yet to come. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Now, anyone out there who knows history knows that Ben Franklin used to say a lot of things, like no gains without pains. And the phrase no pain, no gain was popularized in the 1980s by Jane Fonda in her aerobic workout videos. But Ben Franklin used to say, hunger is the best pickle, which means a pickle is the perfect way to start any meal. So pass me a pickle, Uncle Harvey. Or phrased another way, what Ben Franklin was really saying is a pickle is the perfect meal, period. And Julius Caesar and Christopher Columbus and Napoleon Bonaparte are historical proof of just that. A pickle is the perfect meal, and a pickle is the perfect snack. Now, Elvis Presley, the king, Elvis, loved eating pickles, as fried pickles were one of Elvis's infamous edible go-to foods. And Elvis was known to say, why have an ordinary dill pickle when you can deep fry that dill pickle? Thank you very much. And Selena Gomez loves to eat pickles and chocolate peanut butter cups at the same exact time. which sounds absolutely gross, but it's actually quite genius. And during the Great Depression, a peanut butter and pickle sandwich was very common and really quite popular. How quickly we forget our edible history. Your pickle fell into my peanut butter. No, your peanut butter fell into my pickle. Someone call Reese's, baby, because they need to make a Reese's peanut butter pickle cup, and right now, I mean forthwith, and tell them Andrew the Giant and Selena Gomez get royalties, because we just co-created the next big Reese's peanut butter cup flavor. Ooh, ooh. So what makes the cucumber and the pickle the most irresistible berry of all time? Is it that old adage, life is like a cucumber? 1 minute it's in your hand, the next it's up your ass. Yeah, baby. Or is it? Because if God and George Washington were to start a gardening club at Mount Vernon, that they'd be growing lots and lots of killer weed and 476 varieties of cucumbers meant exclusively for pickling. Because apparently 475 varieties weren't quite enough for George. So pass me a Mount Vernon pickle, Uncle Harvey. Now, pickles are cucumbers, and cucumbers are berries. And the ancient Sumerians used to say that cucumbers were berries from heaven. And Louis Prima sang, if every time it rains berries from heavens. He was singing about cucumbers. Because think about what just an average cucumber can accomplish. A cucumber reverses surface damage. Let me phrase this another way. Cucumbers reverse time. Think about it like this for 1 second. A cucumber removes grime, tarnish, and built-up residue off of any kitchen or bathroom surface. Now, all you need to do is simply cut up a cucumber slice and wipe away at whatever surface you need to clean or rehabilitate. And holy time reversal, Batman. Because cucumber slices leave everything they touch brand new and smelling like happy dreams from childhood. Now, whether it be tiles, floors, sinks, faucets, a cucumber slice will leave everything it touches perfectly clean and super shiny. So why aren't people using cucumber slices to clean up their homes today? Well, as Confucius used to say, and Confucius loved cucumbers, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. So cut up a cucumber slice and clean up that mess. Now, let's just say you're writing a letter in pen and you want to erase something you may have written in a rage. Let's just say I've been there, but what in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart erases pen? Well, grab a cucumber and erase away, my friend. Wait, did you just say to erase something written in pen, to grab a cucumber and simply erase away? Are you crazy? I did. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley and listen to me, my friend. Grab a cucumber. But this time, do not cut it into slices. This time, use the exterior, what's called the peel of the cucumber and rub away at the words you want to erase. And what the what? The Beastie Boys at the Garden, cold kicking it live? And all the unwanted ink gone? Holy Beastie Boys Batman. Now, let's just say you happen to eat a raw garlic and onion sandwich. I know that sounds super yummy. And your breath is now obviously kicking like a decomposing rotisserie chicken. And she'll only come out at night, the lean and hungry type. And uh-oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up and you're out of breath mints. And you have no mouthwash. And she's a man eater. And oh no, you're screwed, dude. But wait, have no edible fear. Because the extremely unique composition of phytochemicals in a cucumber completely annihilates the bacteria responsible for causing bad breath, and all within 30 seconds. Just like a classic Mike Tyson heavyweight championship fight. That's almost instant, fresh, and kissable breath. Now, perhaps that's why Emperor Tiberius, despite his multiple venereal diseases, plural. Wait, did you just say venereal diseases, plural? I did. Emperor Tiberius always got lucky. Because as edible legend goes, Tiberius was the emperor who was gifted with sweet cucumber breath from the gods. So next time you're in a panic about your breath game and time is of the essence, just relax and grab a slice of cucumber and place it on the roof of your tongue for 30 seconds and holy sweet breath from the gods, Batman. Or ever have that moment where, say, one drink turns to 12? Because I've been there. And I'm sure some of you out there listening have been there as well. But it's not a weekend. No, it's Tuesday night. And you've got to be in court in 5 hours. Good morning, Your Honor. I might be a little hungover. And you need to be on point. And definitely, definitely not hungover. Well, what can you do? One led to 12. You're screwed, dude. Maybe not. Because the hangover prevention that you have been looking for is in your refrigerator, or at least it should be, because it's the same magical cucumber that cleaned your house and checked your breath and erased your unwanted hostile mistakes written in ink. Are you starting to get the edible hint regarding cucumbers? Always, always have them in your home at all times. Because cucumbers are the Bo Jackson of the edible world. Cucumbers can do anything. And they do it fantastically. I mean, like ESPN highlight after highlight. Fantastic. So holy Bo Jackson Batman. And always have some cucumber slices cut up and ready to eat in your fridge. Especially if you like to go out and have a drink or two. Edible eye wink, waka waka, because cucumbers contain a unique collection of vitamins and electrolytes that literally reharmonize the human body after a hard night of drinking and prevent unforgivable hangovers. So, you've been out drinking? Eat a couple of cucumber slices before bed. And make yourself a tiny glass of cucumber water. And when you wake up, holy What do you say we do the same thing again tonight? Batman. And speaking of hangovers and speaking of alcohol, a cucumber is really just a pickle before it starts drinking. And a pickle is really just a cucumber that can seriously handle its liquor. Just like Winston Churchill, who drank like a fish, especially Paul Roger champagne, because Winston Churchill drank 42,000 bottles of Paul Roger champagne during his lifetime. Now, Winston lived to be 90 years old. So mathematically, that works out to be 466 bottles of Paul Roger champagne a day, which begs the questions. Where in the wide, wide world of sports Taggart did Winston Churchill store all of those bottles of Paul Roger champagne, and just how big was his fridge? And Winston didn't stop with just champagne. No, he also drank sherry, scotch, and brandy as well, and on the daily. So holy 466 bottles of Paul Roger champagne on the wall. Batman. And Ernest Hemingway, another legendary drinker just like Winston Churchill, once said, and I am paraphrasing, "A man does not exist until he is drunk, so pass me a pickle, Uncle Harvey." And in the year 1610, William Shakespeare coined the phrase, "in a pickle," in the last play he ever wrote called The Tempest. But back then, back in William Shakespeare's day, the phrase "in a pickle" meant drunk. Very, very drunk. And not, "Houston, we have a problem," like "in a pickle" means today. Ooh, ooh. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, the Super Friends are in somewhat of a modern pickle. "Okay, Houston, this is Batman. We're in a pickle." "This is Houston. Say again, please, Batman." "Okay, Houston, this is Batman. We're in a pickle." "This is Houston, Batman. Did you say you're in a pickle? Over." "Okay, Houston, this is Batman. Roger that. Things are not quite so kosher up here in space, if you get my meaning." And now, another disputable episode of Pigs in Space, starring the lethargic Captain Link Hogthrob, the insubordinate first mate Miss Piggy, and the out of touch Dr. Julius Strangepork. Tonight's episode, Things Are Not Quite So Kosher Up Here in Space, starring Batman. "This is Houston. Gosh, Batman, Pigs in Space sounds like you're in a pickle. And I don't mean the kosher kind. That was a pickle joke. Over." "Okay, Houston, this is Captain Link Hogthrob. I found your pickle joke insensitive, oink. And I've taken Batman hostage, oink." Over. "This is Houston." "Okay, Captain Hogthrob, we demand that you release Batman immediately." Over. "Okay, Houston, this is Captain Link Hogthrob. Batman is in a bit of a pickle. And I don't mean a kosher one, oink. And a pickle is a cucumber. And a cucumber is a berry, oink. Over." "This is Houston. And this is Roger Murdoch, Flight 209er. You're cleared for takeoff." "Hey, I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers. I think you're the greatest. But my dad..." Oscar Robinson throws it to Kareem. 7 seconds left. Kareem, the skyhook, it's good. And Kareem with a big pressure shot. And nothing but net again. And that's the game. Now, it looked like the Bucks and Kareem were finished. Especially after the Celtics captain, John Havlicek, made that unbelievable baseline jumper with 7 seconds left. It looked like the Bucks and Kareem were in another pickle. I thought the Celtics had just clinched the series again. But then, with 0.3 seconds remaining on the clock, Kareem unleashes the skyhook, the most unstoppable offensive weapon in sports today. So holy 1974 Batman, and holy skyhook Kareem. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, the Super Friends are in somewhat of a Shakespearean pickle. 100 bottles of Kryptonian beer on the wall. 100 bottles of Kryptonian beer. The Flash takes one down, passes it to Aquaman. 99 bottles of Kryptonian beer on the wall. 2 bottles of Kryptonian beer on the wall. 2 bottles of Kryptonian beer. Plastic Man fell down. Superman and Wonder Woman pass out. 2 bottles of Kryptonian beer on the wall. Now, Mr. Owl, how many beers does it take until the Super Friends drink themselves into a Shakespearean pickle? Let's find out. 1, 2, 3, 98. 98 bottles of Kryptonian beer. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have 2 bottles of Kryptonian beer calling my name. And nothing, and I mean nothing, nothing in the world pairs better with a drink of alcohol than a dill pickle or a shot of pickle juice. Because the pickle brine uniquely works to both neutralize the taste of the alcohol and the burn of the alcohol. When you do a shot of pickle juice, it's called a pickle back, and it'll change the way you drink, and I mean forever. So holy pickleback Batman. Hi folks, this is Batman. When I'm not out fighting crime and taking down the Riddler and saving Gotham, well, let's just say Batman likes to throw back a few bat shots of tequila. And when Batman does, he always chases them down with Batman's bat pickleback juice. So remember, folks, that's Batman's bat pickleback juice. So pass me a shot of bat pickleback juice, Alfred. So that's it. That's a wrap on part 3, the cucumber, the edible key to anti-aging. But tune in for the next episode when we discuss the edible powers that be, legislation, and fruits and vegetables. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, out there in Germany, Franz Beckenbauer was always my favorite Cosmo. And a huge shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And you better believe they got the best cucumbers you could ever consume. And a huge edible shout out to Matt Damon, who by now keeps cucumbers in his house. And I've been getting all of your emails and all of your recipe suggestions, and don't stop. Send more recipe suggestions about cucumbers. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Podchaser and iHeartRadio and whatever you listen to Edible Honesty Podcast on. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. So CNN and Food Network and Cooking Channel and Martha Stewart, ABC News and Comedy Central and whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.